Last and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And it feels like I'm gonna be losing my honey in the same way that I've been losing my money. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, I'm walking down the street just singing the blues, wearing holes in these old walking shoes. The only bit of happy news is that I ain't got nothing left to lose. I said the dice were loaded, the deck was stacked.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to the first From Ipanema to the World program of 2023. I am Flavio Chamis. Happy New Year to all our listeners. Tonight we will have the fifth program with the series in which we are playing all the string quartets by Heitor Villa-Lobos. We will listen to the quartets number 2 and number 9 with the Quarteto Latinoamericano, and as usual we have the guest presence of the first violin of the quartet, Saul Bitran. So I will pass the word to Saul, who will enlighten us on what we are about to listen.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here again with together with my friend Flavio Chamis, surveying all the quartets by Villa-Lobos. We are pretty much in the middle of this long, interesting, fascinating road, looking at two of his quartets, which, despite having been written 40 years apart, they share some common threads. For example, the fact that he is exploring new territories. We are going to start with Quartet number 9, which is written in 1945. And I would say that of all his quartets, this is the most abstract, the most modern, the most daring and avant-garde. There is almost no tonality here whatsoever. He's writing music that at that time was completely in line with the European and North American avant-garde movements, which is not necessarily the case for Villa-Lobos in general, but here he was really experimenting with cutting-edge language. It's a very difficult quartet to play, probably one of the only quartets which we, the Quarteto Latinoamericano, don't tour with, because it's very difficult to play, and also it's very difficult to hear in the sense that there is no tonality, as I mentioned before. Yet, I myself find it one of my favorites, maybe one of my two or three favorite quartets, despite the fact that it's not very user-friendly or accessible. I think it's a work of a genius. It's enough for you to listen to a few moments of the slow movement, for example, to be transported to a different universe, managing to be Brazilian in feeling and in spirit. He is nevertheless using very advanced musical language. So don't be afraid of this quartet number 9. Embrace it, enjoy it, and suffer and be elated through it, exactly the way we at the Quarteto Latinoamericano are always when we play this wonderful music.
Thank you.
Just heard the 9th string quartet by Heitor Villa-Lobos with the Quarteto Latino-Americano. Saul and Aaron Bitran violins, Javier Montiel viola and Alvaro Bitran cello. We will continue the program with the quartet number 2, and again here is Saul Bitran to tell us more about the piece.
Heitor Villa-Lobos quartet number 2, obviously one of his earliest quartets, written on the same year as number 1, which is 1915. However, it could not be more different. Here is a composer who is completely breaking with the accessible, resilient sonorities of his first quartet and going straight into an avant-garde territory. I would say maybe with some French influence, for example, the fact that he uses the main motive over and over like César Franck and other French composers did, what's called the cyclical. In this case, the opening motif, which is the one that repeats also in other parts, is this very beautiful and open phrase played by the cello. And that comes back in different shapes and forms, and he even tries it in very unusual sonorities like tremolo, pizzicato, harmonics. So he's obviously experimenting here with things that he would later apply in his other works. So this is really an avant-garde piece for 1915 and not necessarily representative of his later style, because then he goes through different styles, but this one is original. It has 5 movements, which is also the only one with 5 movements. The form is very free. There is nothing of the rigid structure that he would adopt for his late quartets. So he's a composer who is looking for things. However, the slow movement is vintage Villa-Lobos. Using the same profile of the melody that you heard before, he makes an incredibly romantic, heartfelt movement that whenever we play it, it's hard for me not to bring tears to my eyes. I have some of the most beautiful melodies there, and all the instruments are used in a very expressive way.
Thank you.
Heitor Villa-Lobos String Quartet No. 2 with the Quarteto Latino-Americano. Hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much, Saul Bitran, for your participation. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope you can join us again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming from wrct.org. Our wishes of a wonderful 2023, happy, successful, and healthy.
Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
Do you